Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't hear the clip of what Ross said and everything like that. And I like how you said, does that change your opinion? Of what? Like, is it like one of those things where he took accountability so I feel good? I should say me personally. When am I supposed to feel good because you apologized and everything like that? No, it don't make you feel no better. You know, I know that, you know, when you look at the landscape of this football team and this organization, it's a big freaking letdown. It's a big freaking letdown, starting with the quarterback situation. You gave the whole Kirk Cousins thing, and still, and maybe something we'll find out later on what the hell happened to him. I said this for a couple weeks. I think something's wrong with him physically. I don't know what it is, but anyway, then you go back to that, and then obviously you have this big lead in the South. You lose the lead, you get the help that you need, and then you're back in the position, and then it's snatched away from you by mismanage of time. Timeouts, whatever you want to call it. And no, it don't make me feel no damn better because, you know, it shouldn't have happened. You know, and we talk about around the league and coaches and poor judgment and all that. I don't give a damn about them. We live in Atlanta. You know what I mean? We want this damn team to play well and everything. So, yeah, still disappointing and things. And you ask me as a player, how do you get up with this? You're a damn professional. And yet, you know, and as those guys, you know, get back in it for this week against Carolina, their thought process is about, you know what, we still have a shot. And you got to go into this week as a player thinking like that. You have to have that mentality that we still got to take care of our business and then just hope. And that's the worst thing in the damn world, is hoping that a team beats another team. It's just, it is a miserable thing.
Especially when the mismatch is as big as it is. You mentioned that cut. Let's hear it, Bo. Let's cue this up. Raheem Morris has faith in his late game process, but he apologizes to the fans.
You know, I watched us win a game in 12 seconds versus Tampa. I watched us be able to win a bunch of games in 2 minutes, down and score at the last minute. I watched us yesterday march down the field, score on a fourth down 13, and be able to finish a bunch of those games. And then, like, sometimes you're going to have failure, but the guys who fear failure never have success. And I'm not going to be considered that guy. And when it doesn't go right, I'm not going to run away from it or point blame at anybody else. I'm going to take it head on. I'm going to take those. I got big shoulders. I'm going to take it on my shoulders, and I'll take that today, Mark. Fair criticism, rightful criticism, and I apologize to our fans for not being able to get it done, but I promise you we'll get it done soon.
I mean, all the right things.
Yeah.
All the right things were said right there, and I mean, I have no issue with what he said and everything like that, you know, as far as, you know, apologizing to the fans and everything. And rarely do you see that, you know, rarely do you see that, not meaning that you're a cold and calculated, you just don't see it a lot. Oh, I'm sorry that I made this mistake or something like that. You usually hear it from a player or something like that, for a drop ball or an interception or something like that. But as a coach who, you know, in most eyes mismanaged timeouts and clock and things, for them to come out and say apologizing and things like that, yeah, you rarely ever do hear or see that in the NFL, but it don't make you feel no better.
No, and so here's the phrase I like to use in these situations. I borrow it from a broadcaster I used to listen to growing up in New York City. Sorry doesn't fix the broken lamp.
That's so true.
You can't put the tooth, and another phrase, you can't put the toothpaste pack in the tube, Randy. It's done. It's over. The mistakes have been made. The season is on the line, and the Atlanta Falcons are in the position that they're in right now, in part. Now, Randy, I don't think it's fair to fully blame Raheem Morris, because Kirk Cousins imploded. Like you said, we'll never know what's wrong unless he comes out and something happens in the offseason. But partially, the Atlanta Falcons are in the situation where outrunning the South, as Raheem said all season, is no longer a possibility.
No.
And it's partially because of him.
Well, I mean, the thing with it is, and, you know, you hate to be with the well actually guy, because I think well actually guys, you get kicked in the nuts every time.
But, you know, take still, away of the day at 11:09. Yeah, chick clock it.
There's still a chance. There is, and so you got to keep that hope in mind, and that's all they have right now. Is that? That's all those guys up there, they have, Chris, and it's a thing, and I always talk about it a lot of times. It's about professionalism. It's about, you know what, you got to get up off the ground because you still have a job to do. And for this team to, you know, have a two-game improvement, and everything like that. That's always something you look at, however you want to, you know, as far as trying to sell the owner of, and I don't think Rod's going to lose his job, but I'm just saying that Monday meeting he's going to have after this Carolina game, if they're not in the playoffs with Mr. Blank, it's going to be that. We're going to try to keep this process going and things like that. And, you know, the one biggest bright spot, and I'm always the biggest bright spot in this league, is what you have at quarterback. And they seem like they have that young fella in there. But, yeah, they got to get ready for a Carolina team who's has a young, improving quarterback. I think Bryce Young has solidified that he will go into the season or in the spring or whatever as a starting quarterback, unquestioned up there in Carolina. And, you know, they still have some things. I know that now their best player, Chuba, you know, they put him on IR and everything like that. But, yeah, the Falcons have got to just, you know, refocus because, it's devastating. I mean, you're devastated because you let it slip, you know, and everything like that. But, yeah, you just got to keep on keeping on. But, yeah, Ra, hey, kudos, I guess, for
– I guess.
Yeah, I mean
– right, but you're so right. What are you supposed to do at this point? There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say. It's done.
Yeah. And I know he feels like, you know, just the world's on him. I understand that. And he, like you said, he got big shows. Ron's been through worse than this. But at the same time, you got to – he does know that, you know, in all likelihood, he probably cost his team an opportunity.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is – and I always look at it like this, Chris. It was no guarantee that anything was going to go right. It was no guarantee that they were going to be able to make that field goal. That timeout didn't even guarantee them that they would win that football game. But you would like to see. You know, and that's why I always say, like, just we're on him and call the timeout. Well, they could have fumbled the snap the next play. You know, there's so many what ifs, and that's why when you try not to look at it from that standpoint, because anything could have happened throughout that game or whatever. I mean, hell, where were you going to try to get the guy to? I mean, he was short 56. He was short by 7 damn yards. So, I mean, would you need to get him into like the 35 or something like that? So, yeah, it's an unfortunate error on his part and on the Falcons, but there was a whole lot of stuff that went wrong in that game. That's just the biggest issue of it. But, I mean, as we talked about, the poor tackling, the missed throws by your quarterback. I mean, so many different things that went wrong in that football game. But that was just the biggest magnifying part of that game.